A yard busy with singing, chirping birds warms the heart of any bird lover. But attracting them by putting out birdseed every day? That's probably not the best idea.
People who feed birds like birds, and they generally like the environment and they want to help.
Josie Galbraith is a PhD student at the University of Auckland in New Zealand, where she studies the effect of bird feeding in towns and cities.
What many people don't realise is that you're not helping all birds equally, you're just helping a few birds that are doing pretty well in our urban areas anyway.
She recently published a study reporting that in gardens where bird feed, usually grain, is set out, there are more birds, but fewer kinds of them.
So what we found was that a couple of species really benefited, so they just shot up in numbers 2.5, 3.5 times more at our feeding sites.
These birds weren't native species either, which tend to feed on the nectar and fruit of local plants, but they were invasive non-natives.
And they're not the birds that people do really want to see in their yards.
Although Galbraith's observations were done in New Zealand, Jack Dumbacher, the curator of birds and mammals at the California Academy of Science, says the findings apply to the U.S. too.
By feeding, you're actually restructuring the bird communities. You're making it possible for some birds to make it that might not have been, you know, as successful before. And a lot of those are species that tend to be kind of invasive anyway.
In the U.S., these are often house sparrows, starlings, and pigeons. Nevertheless, a lot of people feed birds, as many as 70% in some areas, according to an estimate from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Birdseed is a $3 billion a year business. But there's another problem, too. Feeders can spread disease.
And oftentimes, you know, it's a place where birds all coalesce or come together. And bird feeders are very well known for having passed on conjunctivitis among some bird species. And so, you know, feeders can do that, too. It can be a place where everyone comes and feeds, but then everyone shares their pathogens too.
This, feeding's role in spreading germs, is what Galbraith is currently studying. So what's a bird enthusiast to do? Dumbacher suggests something quite different.
If you had a yard and you wanted to support native birds, I think the best thing to do would be to learn about the plants that native birds like to feed on or like to nest in and try and plant a good variety of those.
This is Galbraith's recommended approach, too.
Planting different tree types with different fruits or flowers, having leaf litter on the ground so that there's lots of invertebrates or insects for the insect-eating birds to eat. So really creating sort of a nice bird-friendly garden is a good way to start encouraging a diverse array of birds into your garden.
That's the way, she says, to be part of the solution rather than the problem. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.